Welcome to Palestine Today, a service of the International Middle East Media Centre, imemc.org, for Thursday, February the 21st, 2008. The Israeli army invades southern Gaza and opens fire at schoolchildren, while in the West Bank, Israeli troops kidnap 20 civilians. These stories and more coming up, stay tuned. Palestinian schoolchildren in the southern Gaza Strip city of Rafah came under Israeli army gunfire on Thursday morning as resistance fighters clashed with the invading troops. The Israeli army forces invaded the city of Rafah on Thursday morning, opened heavy gunfire on Palestinian schoolchildren as well as local residents' homes. During a short time, the invading tanks and bulldozers exchanged fire with local resistance fighters, and resistance groups announced that they fired several homemade shells at the invading forces. Neither side reported any injuries. Meanwhile, today the Israeli army kidnapped 20 Palestinian civilians from several parts of the West Bank. The Israeli army attacked and searched homes in the village of Beita, located near the northern West Bank city of Nablus, and kidnapped 18 civilians there. Sources in the village said that troops kept the village under curfew until late morning. On Thursday, two Palestinian civilians were kidnapped when Israeli troops attacked several villages located near the southern West Bank city of Hebron. In addition, troops attacked and searched homes in Sa'ir and Suri villages located near Hebron. Eyewitnesses said that the troops forced families out of their homes during the search. The witnesses added that the soldiers ransacked the homes they searched and assaulted men. Moreover, on Thursday afternoon, the Israeli army forces invaded Suri village again, took control of two homes and made them into army posts. Thank you for joining us from Occupied Bethlehem. You have been listening to Palestine Today from the International Middle East Media Centre, imemc.org. This report has been brought to you by Louisa White and Ghassan Bonora.